be all for overturning it in a day. I think it's more likely that we'll see modest proposals that are enacted into the law, and that slowly the will of the people will be enacted into the law as well.
You know, many people are still parsing the recent election and the outcome. And I have to ask you, even personally, I saw a letter from January 2016 in which a number of anti-abortion leaders wrote a letter saying anybody but Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. And there was a quote in there that said, as women, we are disgusted by Mr. Trump's treatment of individuals, women in particular.
Yeah. Much I was the author of that letter. I was the author.
I know. That's why I'm asking you.
I know. That's why I'm saying good question. And yes, I was the author of that letter. He was our last choice because of the reasons that were stated in that letter. He was our last choice. And then until he was our first choice. And why was he our first choice? He was because we were comparing two people with fatal character flaws, in our opinion, at that point. We thought that we weren't sure before that who we could trust. But there was no question that when we compared Hillary Clinton, her treatment of the women that went through her husband's life, and Trump, and how, and the concerns that we had about the outrageous things that he said, we were voting on policy in the end. And policy must rule the day when you have a choice like that. And for us, he was far greater committed pro-life. And is turning out to be the far better choice because he is following through on the commitments and he's become the person that we hope that he would be.
Excuse me, I just want to ask you one more question briefly,
sure.
If you could. Just thinking again about the causes and the factors behind the election, how much do you think abortion was a factor in the end in Donald Trump's victory?
It was the biggest factor in any election, that abortion was a major factor. He believes that. We know that. We saw the numbers of voters that we brought to the polls in battleground states. It was the number one Googled item the day before the election. People was on their minds, and we brought those votes to the battleground states for a win. And he knows that, and so does Mike Pence.
Marjorie Denenfelser, thank you very much.
Thank